economy. But media products are unique in one vital respect. They do not manufacture nuts and bolts. They manufacture a social and political world. We urge you to call 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-WPFW, 1-800-222-9739.
At 89.3 FM. This is member supported. WPFW, Washington.
Good evening. My name's Garland Nixon, and I'm right here with, and you are listening to News Views here on WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk to you, of course, about the station and, you know, hope that you can help us out and keep the station on the air and allow me and Mark to pontificate.
Presumably in some new headquarters somewhere.
Right, yeah. So we need that, but we've got, and of course, you know, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. We've got I've got a house of Walmart, as is my usual. We've got things that have happened from the GOP plot. You know, if you know Mark and I, we got lots of stories about the GOP. We've got an interesting article by a guy named Dennis Prager or Prager, where he argues, what's that?
Prager,
where he argues that it is morally wrong to give these 6-year-old kids, Head Start kids, breakfast. Morally wrong to give them breakfast.
Yes, we all know feeding poor kids is going to lead to the downfall of the nation.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It'd be much better to let them starve. Hasn't anyone seen, you know, Oliver Twist or Les Miserables? That was the right goal for.
Well, you know where he's going next,
kids.
To actually use them for food for the wealthy people. Well,
that's of course Jonathan Swift's modest proposal.
That is the next logical step, I would say, when you say, you know, you don't.
All of this has been done before historically, we're ready.
Soylent Green was a great movie.
That's true.
Okay, so what we'd like to talk to you first is this, before we get started. So you can tell we got a lot to talk about today. So, but one of the things we have to talk about is WPFW. So briefly, I'd like to let you know what we need to happen. We need you to call in. The number is 202-588-9739, 202-588-9739, or 1-800-222-9739. And what we would like you to do, you know, last week's show was on conspiracy theorists. So I imagine some of my conspiracy, you know, I'm going to start doing a show every month or so on conspiracy theorists.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah, it really is. But at any rate, it was wildly successful, and even though I told them I wasn't on track with them, you know, I wasn't on the same train with them on conspiracy, they had an opportunity to call in and tell us how chemtrails and the Illuminati and various and sundry other nefarious underground groups.
Did you get to aliens in Roswell, New Mexico?
We didn't get there.
All right. Okay.
But they will all be our undoing. There is no doubt. But at any rate, particularly for my dear friends, we've got a great DVD. Called The Shadows of Liberty, and it reveals. Now, you know, when you hear the word reveals, we're moving in the right direction. It reveals the extraordinary truth behind the news media, censorship, cover-ups, and corporate control. Corporate control, Mark. Filmmaker
of everyone but us.
Yes, Jean-Philippe Tremblay takes a journey through the darker quarters of the U.S. media, where global conglomerates. Those would be
that's hard to say. Global
conglomerates. That's easy for you to say. Call the shots. For decades, their overwhelming influences has distorted news journalism, compromised its values, and blah blah blah. And it says tracing the story of media manipulation through the years, Shadows of Liberty poses a crucial question: why have we let a handful of powerful corporations write the news? We're left in no doubt. Media reform is urgent. Freedom of the press is fundamental. So I have
that's
a great
an appropriate
DVD.
Gift for after a WPFW plus.
Yeah.
Since we're the only people left still not controlled by the corporate media.
It sounds like to me we're the only ones that aren't part of the
conspiracy
to mislead the public, Mark, huh? They're there. We're not part of it. And you're a little suspect, to be honest with you.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, after that show last week, I started thinking,
I'm going to send some Walmart goons to get you.
I started looking around at everybody, and there came Mark. And I thought, Mark, there's, you know, he's a suspicious guy. He may be a member of the Illuminati. He may be a 12-foot lizard person technology.
I am. To shrink myself
right.
down.
Yeah, well, actually, you just have technology so that I can't see that.
That's
you're
why I have a forked tongue.
Yeah. Mark speaks with a forked tongue. Maybe the Native Americans knew something that we didn't know, my friend.
Maybe so.
That's what I'm thinking. So at any rate, I digress. The Shadows of Liberty DVD is a great DVD, and you want to find out particularly about the corporate control of the media and things of that nature, and particularly when you're thinking of WPFW, because WPFW, we're not corporate controlled. We don't take corporate money. We take your money, and in fact, we would be happy to receive some of it right about now, and the number is 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Not to mention that, you know, this show, Mark and I are on here, and we try to give you a good show, and we try to cover very serious issues as best we can. And we try to stay fluid and try to, you know, something might happen on a given day, and we will try to jump on that same day. So what we'd like you to do is to support the show, to support News Views, to keep us on the air, and to, you know, let the station know that we are certainly worthy. Wouldn't you think so, Mark?
Look at it this way. Most commercial stations, mainly, I think all commercial stations, even progressive commercial stations, would be hard-pressed to attack Walmart every day like you do, Garland, because they want their ad money on the air. We don't do ads except for other WPFW programs right here on this station, so Garland is free to attack Walmart.
Which I will be doing.
Until their goons come after you. I tell you, they're after you.
You may not be joking there, but at any rate, so Shadows of Liberty is a great DVD so you can find out about how the corporations control the media, and this is not just some conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy. It's pretty obvious. They're not trying to hide it.
That you can look up.
Right.
Corporations do control
what we
the
are asking. We're asking $150, $150 for the Shadows of Liberty. Certainly, it's a great DVD, but you'll be helping WPFW, and you'll be sending the message to WPFW that you are a loyal listener of News Views, and you would like to see us stay on the air. You enjoy it, and hopefully we'll have a number of people calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222.
I don't know how many people know this, and I don't think it's a secret, but we have to vacate this building at the end of the month.
You're
and
right.
Find new quarters, and that ain't cheap. And WPFW, they need your support now more than ever.
Yeah, and there are organizations that wouldn't want us to do this, and they are not so clandestine.
There
they
are organizations exactly that would love our 50,000-watt station that stretches from New Jersey to West Virginia to North Carolina.
Yeah, so now granted, everyone can't come up with $150 for the Shadows of Liberty DVD, but if you can't, $35, you can become a member or renew your membership. You know, we will, if you can afford something else, if you can give us whatever you can give us.
Any amount really is welcome, and we really appreciate any amount you can give.
And all you have to do is call in 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, WPFW. We have people standing by, waiting to answer the phone. Just call with your credit card, and, you know, be ready, and they would be more than happy to help you out, and certainly you can keep us going, and you won't have to worry about listening to the media-controlled conglomerates.
I want to talk about how Republicans hate free breakfasts for poor people.
Well, first, I got to talk about Walmart for a few minutes.
Oh, right. Excuse me. Garland always has to get out his Walmart scourge.
Yeah, I have to get out.
Scourge.
Yeah. I can't help myself, but Mark, my papers here have the whole. Give me a second here. I'm shuffling. If you hear shuffling papers in the back. Mark, have you hidden my Walmart papers again?
I have not.
Okay, good. I found them. I think there's a conspiracy
you
theory.
Your conspiracy
there is
theories.
A Walmart operative somewhere around here, and I noticed that my
he mixed up your papers.
Yeah. I don't know where he is, but I suspect he's a 12-foot lizard person.
I suspect so.
Did you know that the Walmart heiress, one of the Walmart family, is worth about $100 billion. They're worth about the same as about 30% of the
about 100 million Americans.
Yeah, they're about the same as about
100 million Americans
and 6 Americans
and 6 Americans.
Yeah, and in fact, you know, one of the particular
so if we take the Walmart's wealth, we can double the wealth of 100 million.
Yeah, they've got about the wealth, the same wealth as the gross national product of Singapore, and they built a big $1 billion art museum with thousands of pieces of art. I mean, hey, what else would you do with $1 billion? It isn't like you'd
pay
your workers.
You could pay their workers a buck more an hour.
You wouldn't want to do that. So she bought a
give them healthcare.
A beautiful painting. Called Kindred Spirits, by the artist Asher B. Durand, and she paid a paltry $35 million for it. Mm-hmm. It's a steal, $35 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in fact, it will be displayed in the family's Crystal Bridges Museum of American Arts. It has about 400 works so far. It has about 1,000 works. And it sits on 120 acres, mm-hmm. and it has about 200,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know...
It also sits on the blood and tears of its workers. Right. Can you see those?
Yeah. Yes.
Are those like underneath the paintings? Like bodies and bones?
They
could do an exhibit.
I think
to the dead Walmart workers.
I think they actually used them to, they crushed the calcium in their bones. They used that for the foundation
of the
building.
Okay, well, that would make sense.
That would be Walmart-like. So at any rate, so I say this, Mark, and you know, needless to say, it probably wouldn't go over with the Walmart family very well. My question would be, how do they sleep at night? Probably pretty well.
Apparently on a very plush mattress.
Yeah. How do they sleep at night?
I
you know, if you are worth $100 billion, right. You have so much money that your money is really theoretical. It's not real. It's theoretical. You can't, you know, you got to think.
Once you own three small Latin American countries, yeah. What more do you want to buy?
You got to think to yourself, what am I going to spend money on? I know.
1,000 golden toilet seats.
Let's spend $1 billion on an art museum where some people may build an extra wing on an extra room on their house, or clear a space in the basement for their art.
Or they could provide health care to their workers.
Socialist here.
Yeah, okay.
No, so that's my whole thing. This is what I say every week about the Walton family, because you know what? I think it's a mistake. People go after Walmart. Walmart is terrible. Walmart is a, you know, kind of an amorphous entity. You can't go after them. However, there are six people in this country, and all they would have to do is make a phone call to the CEO and say, we own this company. It's ours. We got over 50%.
Give our workers health care.
Go ahead and give them health care.
We can afford it. We'll only make $90 billion instead of $100 billion.
They're below the poverty level, making $8 an hour. You just move them up to 13.
Their children on food stamps.
Now, keep in mind, this family
needing breakfast that we're going to get
to. They make over $2 billion a year in dividends. You know, what if they just said, we're going to forego the dividends. We don't need an extra $2 billion. You got $100 billion.
Give their workers
healthcare. Have another two? To say, we don't need to take a payment anymore. Just throw it out to the workers. No. How do you sleep at night? How do you look yourself in the mirror and say, this is okay? What do you think about that, Mark?
I think there are people that think they're more valuable than other people. I think there are people that think that someone's moral worth is determined by wealth. I think there are people that, frankly, are more than happy to use other people for their own welfare, for their own extra luxurious. As you point out, even that doesn't matter, because no matter how much luxury they have, their great 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 grandchildren will never have to work a day in their lives.
Right.
So you know, and we'll all live in luxury, and we'll still do so even if they gave the workers health care.
Yep. First of all, if they gave away 90%, you're worth $100 billion. If you gave away 90% of your fortune, you'd be worth $10 billion. They're worth as much as Bill Gates and Warren Buffett combined. But they can't afford to give health care. You know what, Mark? That's why I'm never going to go. I wouldn't go in Walmart. Well, literally, you would have to have a gun in my head to get me in Walmart.
We have two pledges, but I'm not sure we can wear them on the air, so I don't think we will. We won't read their names.
We're not sure yet.
We're not sure, but they're two very generous pledges. We want to thank both people very much.
And we'll find out from our people.
Yeah, and please let them know when you call in whether or not you want your names read on the air. We will certainly not read your names if that's what you do not want, but we are very, very thankful to the two people who've already called in.
Well, Mark, that is my weekly Walmart rant. And that's why I say to people, you know, I think people should be outside the Walmart estate. Now, granted, they'd probably be mowed down by 50 caliber machine guns.
The weekly Walmart wailing, I think.
That's it.
We need to have the alliteration there.
Yeah. WWW. People, you know, instead of Walmart, people should be outside the Walton Ranch. Granted, they'd probably be mowed down by 50 caliber machine guns. But let's just hope not. But at any rate, they should be outside the Walmart ranch. Or whatever they have, their compound. I guarantee it's a compound. When you're worth that kind of money, you got a compound. I don't care what it is, you have to call it a compound. I'm going to guarantee that they're in there doing whatever. Well, they're one of their 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 houses. But,
you know,
but people
unions
should
have tried
be.
To strike outside Walmart's for many years.
But not outside of Walmart's. See, that's my point. Not outside of Walmart's. Forget Walmart. We got six people who all they have to do is make a phone call.
But they're
people
not going to notice you, Garland.
Right. Well, I know, but
they
someone,
told me they don't like you very
certain,
much.
Well, I know they're not going to like me much after this show. But my point is, I think someone, instead of just saying Walmart, 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 should actually put some accountability on these people and say, these six people by name Garland. Are living in the lap of luxury, and doing, all they have to do, they can do it.
What they're doing is
but
legal.
But they just choose not. It certainly is. It's not that it's legal. And
it's
the,
unethical.
Right.
But, well, it is legal, and because, that's the problem with our system. Right?
Well, the argument I'm making is not a legal argument.
I know. It's
an ethical
argument.
It's a moral argument. And it's a lot harder to defend yourself against a moral, argument.
And here comes another pledge.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
So, you know, that's what I make, a moral argument against Walmart. And excuse me, not against Walmart, against the Walton family, the six Walton family. No one anywhere other than WPFW.
This one we're allowed to read on air. Okay. I got the checkbox. It says we can read on air. We want to thank Stanley Glass very much for joining and becoming a member of WPFW and
that
for,
is wonderful.
For generous gifts. Let me see if the others. I think I found the right box.
Okay,
now.
Mark.
All right.
And once again, the number.
Yes, we can read these on air.
Okay.
See, I didn't find the box before. Excuse me. I want to thank Bridget Funk for dangerous. I think her. But if it's a him, I apologize. I think Bridget sounds her for her very generous gift and for she's going to get the Shadows of Liberty. And I want to thank Eric Ramey. Now, we know Eric. He is actually taking your calls, and he very generously giving to
WPFW as well.
We love
Eric. He's a great
guy. He's actually been on our show.
All right, I'll have to get Eric in here someday to chat again. Once again, the number, if you want to support News Views, if you want to help keep this show on the air, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. So if you support us, you know, but I got to tell you, if you listen to News Views, I'm going to rant against Walmart.
We understand.
At least once
I want to find out about the breakfast here. They don't want to give breakfast to poor kids. What's going on there?
Here's what I'm suspecting. If you ever read any of George Lakoff's stuff, he has some great books. Don't Think of an Elephant, you know, Moral Politics, where he talks about the different
framing issues.
Yes, the worldview of a liberal. The two words he uses, use them as you may, but he uses liberal and conservative, and he talks about the worldview of conservatives.
Talks about how conservatives relabel everything.
Yeah, this guy must have read that book. And thought to himself, I know, I got to make sure that I hit all the points so that I can prove.
Like they call estate taxes, death taxes, they call cap and spending.
Well, not
cap
only
and
that,
tax.
It's about the moral position. So this guy said, this guy goes on to say,
for Obama.
Let me see. Okay, here's what he says about the, whatchamacallit.
So I just pray
it
now.
Enables and encourages irresponsible, uninterested, and incompetent pairing.
This is feeding this poor kids breakfast.
This is
in Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Unified School District it has a free school breakfast plan that provides school breakfast for about 200,000 kids
in their public schools.
They've got to discontinue it, needless to say, because they're not getting the money for it, and they're saying this
and
is a bad
thing. And Dennis Prager
thing.
Says, "Don't feed the kids." Because we all know that starving kids learn better.
Right.
What's his argument?
And here's what he said. So it needs to go, and here's why he says it needs to go. It enables and encourages irresponsible, uninterested, and incompetent parenting. Given how inexpensive breakfast can be, any home that cannot provide its child with breakfast demands a visit from Child Protective Services. We must talk about that.
See, here's
we must discuss that.
The heart of the argument is that poor people are bad people. Mm-hmm. That is the heart of the Republican argument. Poor people are bad, morally undeserving, criminals, terrible things. If
and it's
you can't
their fault.
Get a job,
it's their own
it's
fault.
Your own fault. That's their argument.
But let's look at this. Let's look at this sentence. Given how inexpensive breakfast can be. Now, the term inexpensive is relative to how much money you have.
I want to know if Dennis Prager is going to give these 200,000 kids money for breakfast.
As an example, he says inexpensive. Inexpensive is a relative term. Let me give you an example. If you're one of the Walton family.
It's very inexpensive.
Then it's very inexpensive to buy a Rolls Royce.
If you're on food stamps, the maximum you can get per person is $6 a day.
Right.
Now, $6 a day is if there's one person in the household. If there's two, it's less than 12.
Yeah,
if
so
it's five, if it's five, it may be like $20 or something.
For five people.
You know what? For $20, you probably could just barely give five people breakfast. But no lunch or dinner.
Well, listen to what he says. This is something we got to talk about, the moral implications here. He says, given how inexpensive breakfast can be, any home that cannot provide its child with breakfast demands a visit from Child Protective Services. And who pays for Child Protective Services?
That would be the taxpayer.
The taxpayers.
Right.
So what costs more? Giving a kid some eggs and a bagel and an orange juice?
What happens
or sending a child person from Child Protective Services over to say, how come you didn't give that kid breakfast?
Well, let's go further. The Child Protective Services come. And they find out that the parent is unemployed and can't get a job.
They don't have any money.
Is Child Protective Services going to feed the kid? Are they going to take the
kid
away?
That would be immoral.
Okay, that'd be wrong. Now, if we take the kid away, where are we going to put the kid? Again, if Dennis Prager is willing to adopt 200,000 kids, that'd be great. But we don't have enough people willing to adopt kids in America. Our foster homes are full. In fact, we've got such a glut of unwanted babies that we ship them to Canada.
Now, next to this, and this makes our point. He says, any parent who cannot give a child breakfast is not too poor. He or she is too incapable of being or too irresponsible to be a competent parent. Apparently, he doesn't even recognize that there's several million homeless children.
There's working poor out there. People that have 2-3 jobs and still can't make a living people like Dennis Prager and the Republican Party want to raise taxes on the working
Because both
poor.
Parents work at Walmart for $8 an hour.
There you go.
And they don't make they have no benefits. They don't make enough to barely pay their rent or gas and electric.
And grandma's sick and she needs health care. Well, that's where they put all the money.
You wouldn't have that because you work for Walmart. So you wouldn't have any health care coverage. But luckily under the ACA now, you might just get it. So we'll be, subsidizing Walmart once again. They live off of our subsidy. But at any rate, I digress. So he says, third, now listen to this, Mark.
I think you have an anti-Walmart fetish.
Even where decent parents are involved, free breakfast at school, weaken the parent-child bond. Now, so
weaken
what he said
the
is, but what he said is, we're decent. So most kids who don't get breakfast because their parents are poor, the parents are not decent. Your argument. He's saying
he believes that poor people
are immoral.
Are immoral or wrong or unethical or bad people. And I got to tell you, whenever I talk to a Republican, or even a Libertarian for that matter, the implicit in their argument is this assumption. They rarely say it out loud. They believe that poor people are morally less worthy than rich people.
Yep.
If you're rich, even if you inherit your wealth from your great-granddaddy who was a slave owner and earned it from slaves and plantations or stole it, bootlegging, whatever it was, so what? That's great-great-great-granddad's money. That's my money. I never have to work again. That you're morally deserving. But if you're struggling to make a living, part-time secretary, part-time janitor, part-time school teacher, and part-time unemployed because you can't find jobs in this market, you are morally undeserving. Remember, these same people are the ones who want to cut the minimum wage. They want to make poor people even poorer.
Right. Free breakfasts at school weaken the parent-child bond. So if a kid's hungry and you give them food, then they're not going to be as close with their parents emotionally because now they have a stomach.
See, this is what Dennis Prager believes. He believes that the parents have plenty of money and are purposely starving their children.
Why would you want to feed their six-year-old kid?
He believes that poor people are intentionally starving their children. Now, there may be 7 poor people in this country that are intentionally starving their children, and he can find me some anecdote, I'm sure.
Right, you'll find the guy in Cleveland or something like that. Exactly. Some monster like some, that. Exactly. They're the anomaly.
I dare say the vast majority can.
People who kid and say I'm not hungry.
Poor people. But does he know? How many poor people does he know? Does he hang out in the projects? I mean, does he go door to door and see people with tons of food?
How he knows, Mark? Because he knows. You see, it fits his view of the world.
Yes, it does.
And so he doesn't, when you have something that you believe like that, just like some really wild-eyed conspiracy theory, you don't need evidence.
That's true.
As Voltaire said, any belief that is not founded in logic and reason will not be swayed by it. So it's not a rational, logical, reasonable argument.
I argue with Republicans.
Okay, go ahead.
I argue with them all the time. And they will never tell you they're as heartless as they really are.
Well, let me throw this. Once again, you're listening to, let me remind everybody, listen to WPFW 89.3 FM here in Washington, D.C. Mark, I'm Garland Nixon, and he's Mark Levine. And we're on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Right now, we're discussing an article called No More Free Breakfast, where Dennis Prager in the National Review said that it is bad, it is immoral, and it is unethical for Los Angeles School District to provide free breakfast to the 6-year-old children because it's bad, Mark. So what you were saying about you talking
about. Okay, so I argue with Republicans all the time, and they'll never really admit that they want, we want to see children starve and die. Rarely will someone actually say that publicly. Although every now and then, I remember when Ron Paul was running for president and they said, what do you do with someone who can't afford health care? And someone shout out, let them die. Okay. But that's rare. Usually they'll say, no, we want the kids to be fed. We just think the parents should feed them.
Right.
I guess from the money tree. But they don't seem to think the parents should go out and commit crimes to feed their kids. But they say, well, churches have things available. Yeah. Well, there's a recent study, very interesting study, that asked how much would it cost if every church, synagogue, mosque, and place of worship in America spent money to feed every every starving child, every starving person to house people who are homeless in America? And the answer, it would cost $50,000 per church. And I realize that churches and synagogues do provide some charity, but the vast majority don't do that. And that's the average. That's the average it would cost. So when, before they get that argument, well, you know, this church is really good. They fed 12 hungry people. No one's knocking that church. But the church just simply doesn't have the money.
Right. And the argument is we shouldn't do it. I'm a taxpayer. It shouldn't come out of my money.
Right. I get to be selfish. But exactly. But maybe lower middle class people who are good minded will give money to their church and they'll give a little bit to the church.
We need to expound on some more of this gentleman's arguments. So he says, hundreds of thousands of parents who are able and happy to provide their children with breakfast have accepted the offer because anything free is too enticing for an increasing number of Americans. But what they have done is made a proverbial deal with the devil. They have traded in one of the most fundamental definitions of parenthood, providing one's children with food for a dollar and for a little less work as a parent. As a result, these parents become less of a parent to their child. So, again,
I mean, why isn't he against school? He must be against school lunches, too. And he must
of
be,
course.
Frankly, against public education.
Absolutely.
Because public education, what is that? That's the state providing a service that the parents should provide because they're all rich enough to stay home and
well, he's
and,
changed
and
the
take
argument
care
now.
Of their kids.
Now he's changed the argument. The argument now says
they're working less.
They can afford to feed their children.
Right.
But
he
they won't.
That.
And because you know the government does it, and now they just sit back and say, why should I feed my children when the government can do it? And let me say this. And in doing that, what he does now is he can take the moral high ground.
Those same people, they complain when the parent works 60 hours a week and doesn't have time to spend home with their kids. How many of those people attack working women who are frankly struggling to put food on the table for their families? How many of these same Republicans, same conservatives say, you know what, she shouldn't have worked home, she should have been home with the kids, as if money grew on trees if she didn't have to work? And then these same people attack laws that allow for overtime when you work 50 and 60 hours. These same people attack unions that are getting jobs for people so they can take care of their families. It's amazing. They attack every which way.
Well, we've
and then
go,
they try to deny poor people the right to vote.
We've got
to
go
so
into his fourth insane right-wing argument. Fourth, the free breakfast profoundly weakens young people's character. Because I know when I'm hungry and I eat, it always weakens my character.
That's right. That's right.
When you grow up
a starving six-year-old has more character.
Yeah. When you grow up learning to depend on the state, you will almost inevitably, even understandably, assume that the state will take care of you. Because, you know, when a six-year-old kid is hungry and they see that little bagel sitting there, they think to myself, to themselves, you know, I really understand how state government works because of the civics course that I took in preschool, which Head Start, which got cut out already. So I clearly understand how this thing works. So I better turn that bagel down because I wouldn't want to grow up dependent on the state.
Well,
I don't think six-year-old kids are evaluating life in that from that perspective.
When people attack welfare's effect on children, I remind them of three young boys. Their names, by the way, were Bill, Mitt, and Barack.
You're right.
All three of them had parents on welfare. Bill Clinton's mother was on welfare. Yep. Barack Obama's mother was on welfare. And what Republicans, very few of them know, is that Mitt Romney's father, for a time, was on welfare. All three of those parents were on welfare. All kids grew up to be president or presidential nominee
socialist or
of the United
like
States. Whatever you think of Bill, Barack, and Mitt, they're all successful people. And the answer is that sometimes when we provide to people in need, we end up creating great American citizens.
But I'm a firm believer that these type of arguments are simply self-serving arguments.
Of course they are.
They're self-serving.
I don't want to pay my taxes. Here's my excuse.
Yeah, I don't want to pay taxes.
Right.
So I will do motivated reasoning to come up.
The end of it is,
I don't want to pay any taxes or help anybody poor.
It's true.
So now I'm going to rationalize why they'd actually be better if they weren't eating.
Exactly. And if you want to hear more of these arguments, you should give to WPFW.
That's
right. That for a segue.
Well, Mark, you know something? I got to give you credit. That was brilliant.
Whatever.
It was actually brilliant.
The pledge line is 202-588-9739.
Yes.
And these are not arguments you're going to hear on Rush Limbaugh's show.
You're sure not going to hear much about Walmart on there, are you? You're right.
You might hear commercials for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. What happened to our? What happened to our?
Your pledge sheet. You're losing all your papers
giving away
today.
Something. Here we go, Mark. Okay, we're
now,
giving away a DVD as a thank you gift. It's called Shadows of Liberty. It reveals the extraordinary truth behind the news media censorship, cover ups, and corporate control. Tracing the story of media manipulation through the years, Shadows of Liberty poses a crucial question: why have we let a handful of corporations write the news? Okay, so if you suspect, as do I and Mark, that the media is being controlled by a handful of corporations. And let's face it, it's not exactly conspiracy theory because they're not trying to hide it. Okay. Then Shadows of Liberty is what you need and what you can do with a great DVD like this. And this is great when you have good DVDs. You can call some friends over that may not know this and enlighten them. You can say to some friends who just say, you know, I got this great DVD. You don't have to tell them what it's about. Say, guys, come on over. We'll have some wine and cheese. And we're going to watch a movie and, you know, have some food there and have friends over on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. We're going to sit out and watch a movie and you show them Shadows of Liberty.
And how much you have to donate to get this wonderful DVD?
What we are asking is $150 to WPFW that will help keep News Views, Mark and I, here on the air and help keep WPFW on the air. Because let's face it, if WPFW is not here, you don't have another option for a non-corporate controlled
media. I'm sure
media,
Walmart would love to buy this radio station.
You're right.
They can afford it.
And the WPFW would be for Walmart. Walmart performs
you can get,
friendly
You can get
wishes.
A 24/7 infomercial for Walmart.
That's right. Walmart, 24 hours a day. All the time, all the way.
Right.
So you don't want the WPFW to stand for Walmart performs friendly wishes or something. I don't know. I don't know what W is for. No. So let me give you the number.
Walmart propaganda for workers?
Workers. That'll work.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Now, if you don't have $150, I understand. If you maybe $35 to renew or whatever you have, you can call in. If you're driving along right now, it's just this easy. You pull over on the side of the road. And pull over on the side of the road in a safe area. I wouldn't suggest it on the side of 495 or somebody, you know, some texting driver will probably slam into the back of you in a 2003 Camry. We wouldn't want to see that happen.
You can also, when you get home, right, you can go on the internet and you can say, hey, we want to support News Views.
Yeah. But why wait? Because News Views might be off the air and we want this to happen before 7. We want you to call. Now you call after 7, but we'd like you because we want News Views on the air and we want to be able to say, people like our program. Hopefully somebody does like it besides Mark. We know two people that like it, but hopefully there are a lot more.
Three. We've got three.
We've got
so
three
far.
More there, right. That's so right. We know we've got the minimum of three listeners out there. So 202, 588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. All you have to do is pull over in a nice safe spot, pull out your credit card, call in. We've got Eric Ramey, amongst others, sitting out there. Great guy. You can ask him any questions. Let me tell you.
Who has donated himself.
Yes,
I mean,
he has donated
himself.
He put his
money where his mouth is, and we very much want
And you think
that.
We've got political knowledge. We stand in awe. Eric
is actually a really good guest.
He is a great guest. Really, 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 really sharp guy. I love him. So call in 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, and you can be a part. And, you know, here at the end today, I might take a couple calls. And Mark and I are talking lots of stuff, as usual.
Garland's busy shuffling papers. He's drowning in papers.
I'm drowning in papers because I had something else really good, and it was
the immigration thing.
GOP, you know, not weird conspiracy theories. Ah, immigration. We need to talk about immigration.
Yes,
Mark.
We do.
Let me tell you why we need to talk about immigration. Well, I don't know. Why do we need to, Mark? You tell me. Why do we need to talk about immigration?
Well, because it appears that the Republicans are basically watering it down and defeating it, and. It'd be very interesting to see whether they actually vote for it.
No.
Because there's all kinds of new things. Like the government has to apprehend 90% of the border, of people crossing the border. Now, here it is. We've got fewer people crossing the border, actually, than any time in recent American history. I mean, you may disagree with this. In fact, there's some on the left that attack Barack Obama for giving us much more border security than George Bush ever did.
Right.
But far fewer people are crossing the border than the last 20 years. And, of course, I guess that they want more. But there's all kinds of there's some 21 amendments. It'll just be very interesting. There's going to be a total of 300 amendments by the end of the month. And I'll just be curious to see if there's any immigration bill left when all these amendments are done or if this goes the way of what happened.
And you
the
know, Mark, I forget the term. What is the term when you pass a law that you know that people will not be able to adhere to?
A killer amendment or a poison pill.
Yeah, poison pill. Yeah, right. It's like some of these abortion laws where you pass a law for an abortion clinic knowing that the law and that way you close them down. And that's what's going on here with bottom line is this. A couple of things. Number one, you've got no shortage of xenophobes. You've got people who don't like, you know, there are people there who look a little different, who speak different languages and have accents and stuff like that. And there is an element on the right that just really doesn't feel real good about those types of people. And certainly Congress. And Mark, We have another $1 bet.
Uh-oh.
I bet you, just like I bet, that absolutely nothing.
I've won my three $1 bets. I may want to keep my perfect record.
I bet you that no way in the world would anything get through Congress on guns. Nothing, zero, and I won that one.
I don't remember actually betting a dollar on it, but you're right. I did think we would get background checks through, given that 90% of the public supports it. I actually thought we'd get this one through, but I'll tell you this.
Nothing. Immigration. We will not get a path to citizenship through. If there's a path in Antarctica, that's the water, and grab a penguin and wrestle a penguin and walk all the way back across the water to America.
That's quite an image.
Yes, that will be. The only
do you bring
way,
the wrestled penguin with
bring
you.
The wrestle, yes.
Okay. To tie right. him up. I just want to get
and
the details.
And you have to videotape
down.
The whole thing. And if you do that,
penguins
then,
can't be that
right,
hard.
That'll
to
be
wrestle.
The only pathway to citizenship.
Look, we have to make this a lose-lose for Republicans. Basically, if they don't vote the way we want, the way 90% of Americans want, for example, on background checks, mm-hmm. they need to lose at the polls. We're already seeing, by the way, that a number of senators are losing. Kelly Ayotte, for example, Senator mm-hmm. Ayotte in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. which is a purple state. It votes blue in presidential elections, but it's got some Republican. Republican area of New England.
We need to talk about your government, your governor.
Oh, Virginia?
In waiting there at some point here, too.
Oh, Ken Cuccinelli?
Oh, he's a
Ken Crazinelli?
Yeah. At any rate, we're back on immigrants. We'll talk about
Cuccinelli. Well, he hates everybody.
Yeah. No. So at least he's fair.
Well, he is fair. I mean, he's anti-immigrant, anti-gay. He's anti-women. He's just anti.
Yeah.
Right. We should call him anti Cuccinelli.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about immigration.
Here's the thing. So we have to make this lose-lose for Republicans. The problem we have with Democratic progressive voters is for some reason that I still can't contemplate because I vote every 2 years. Actually, I live in Virginia. I vote every year.
Right.
People, most progressives, young people particularly, only come out in presidential years.
Yep.
And so what happens is we get President Obama, thank you very much, but then in 2010 we got a huge Republican Congress that still annoys us to
this
day.
And then they redrew the landscape.
And then they redrew the lines to make it even harder. Well, 2014 is coming up, and to me, guns and immigration are going to be the two big issues. So the Republicans either have to pass something reasonable or we've got to beat them at the polls.
We've got to really make them pay and pay dearly. So let's talk about some of the amendments that the GOP have offered for immigration. Here's one, Mark.
All right.
One, undocumented immigrants can never become citizens. No person
never.
Who is or has previously been willfully present in the United States will not in lawful status shall be eligible for United States citizen. Well, that was really hard for me to get out. But whatever the case,
that would include all the family fathers since they came here with Native Americans.
That was Ted Cruz.
Without permission.
You're right. Yeah. So they couldn't be. So we'll have to posthumously snatch their citizenship.
I think we should.
So Ted Cruz thinks new undocumented, which is interesting. His last name's Cruz.
You know, Ted Cruz is Tea Party Texan. And I don't know his ethnic heritage, but I am just waiting for Texas to turn blue with the Latino population there and the African
population
combined
like
with there are a few white liberals as well in Austin and other places.
Yeah. But keep in mind something: they got those lines drawn. I mean, you ever seen the way the districts are drawn in Texas?
Oh, I know. They're
it kind of looks like a kaleidoscope or an octopus.
Yeah, I think
they
split Austin into like 12 different districts or something.
It's kind of an octopus. There's little stripes, tiny skinny stripes.
Right, that's right. But the point is that I think there are practical-minded Republicans, people like John McCain, who recognize that this consistently anti-Latino stand of the Republican Party has to change, not because they give a damn about Latino Americans, but because they want to be elected.
Well, let's see. Chuck Grassley has an interesting one. Bans humanitarian travel. Immigrants who are in a provisional status but have to go back to their home countries for a humanitarian reason, such as to visit a dying relative or whatever, would be prohibited from re-entering the United States.
Yes, the people don't want in this country are people that would go back to visit the graves of their dying parents.
Mother.
Exactly. We want the people who, frankly, are too selfish to do that.
We would like
sociopaths. Right, right. We don't want people who are family people or strongly care about such
Listen to this. In-person interviews for 11 million immigrants. Everyone, it would be required to determine your eligibility. Now, I just got a question, Mark.
I wonder if Marco Rubio's parents.
How long do you think
interviews?
It would take to interview 11 million people.
Well, let's see. An hour-long interview, perhaps, for each?
Right.
11 million hours?
Do
some math here. So that would be about 33,000 years.
Yeah, right, roughly.
But maybe we have 1,000 people doing it, so right. Maybe 33 years.
Well, and the problem is that the lifespan of human beings isn't long enough, so the people would be dead before.
That's true.
And we'd have to start all over again.
Interestingly, they are now allowing people from the Philippines who applied mm-hmm. in the 1980s mm-hmm. are now they're in the front of the line. They waited. So our immigration system obviously works because if you apply as some, 23-year-old in 1985, you can now get in as a 55-year-old.
Well, you're going to love this one. This makes a lot of sense. There's no class warfare going on here whatsoever. We have got, Mark.
Another pledge. Are we allowed to read this one? Yes, we are. And, thank you to Mr. Arthur Staton for your pledge. Thank you very, very much. We really do appreciate it.
And once again, let me give out the number, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739.
These are all renewals. These are very loyal. Yeah.
And we need about 8 or 9 more before the hour. If you enjoy News Views, if you enjoy listening to the show, if you enjoy being a part of the show, please help keep us on the air. Help keep WPFW on the air. And once again, Mark and I, Garland, my name's Garland Nixon. I'm here with Mark Levine. You listen to WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We're on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And right now we're reading some of the amendments that were offered by Republicans on the immigration law. So let's see. Here's another interesting one. It prevents low-income undocumented immigrants from seeking legalization. The amendment would require individuals applying for provisional legal status to maintain a regular employment and a regular income or resources 400% above the poverty line.
And here's what's so
interesting. So that's about $92,000 for they got to make $92,000 for a family of four.
Right.
Under the current bill, they just have to earn at least 100% of the poverty line or show regular employment.
Here's the part that people don't even understand. People, undocumented people in America, don't get welfare. People think
right.
they do, but they don't.
Right.
Oh, there's only two benefits that you get if you don't have papers, you're here in America. One is if you're dying in the street, you get emergency medical aid, and I just want to hear someone defend, let them die, because not many people will.
You haven't paid attention to the Tea
Party. Some people will,
Mark.
But not too many people will. The only other thing they get is we do school their children. And if you think that's bad, ask yourself whether you want gangs in the street
of newly arrived
on it, because that's the only way they can make money.
Yeah.
I think education for anyone pays for it many times over when we educate our citizens, because let's face it, prison is a lot more expensive than someone with a job.
I was in law enforcement officer. I was in law enforcement for 27 years, and I never remember arresting anybody for murder or for robbery or robbing somebody an ATM machine or something like that with a bachelor's degree. Never seemed to happen. Most of the time, when you ask them, they didn't finish high school. They quit when they were in 9th or 10th grade, and they were the odds are you were going to get a very sob story from somebody that you arrested. For crime
people
on the
that
street.
Are educated rarely commit those kind of horrible.
No,
crimes. They do.
No.
But the best thing that you can do, really,
in this country, you know what the best thing we can do to prevent crime? To educate people.
That's exactly right. Oh, and also feed them, because I think starving people tend to commit crime, like that big criminal Jean Valjean in the Les Miserables movie.
Who stole
food to feed his sister's kids. That horrible, horrible criminal.
The guillotine was too good for him. Okay, so. And here's the other thing. Okay. They always talk about class war.
Should we give out the number real quick? Just the pledge line for those.
Yeah. You know what? You want to keep WPFW on the air. And, there's only one way to do it, and that's to, call and pledge. And you know why there's only one way to do it? Why, Mark? Because we don't accept money from corporations.
That's true. If we did, we'd have a lot more money.
And I wouldn't be railing against Walmart every week.
That's for darn sure.
No,
you surely wouldn't.
I wouldn't,
because Walmart would be paying your bills.
You're right. No, I wouldn't be here to be being to get paid by Walmart. In fact, Walmart would say,
"You get a Rush Limbaugh wannabe here."
The Walmart would say the station will close if that man ever comes within 50 blocks of it.
They'd have a restraining order.
Yeah, you're right, Mark.
That's for sure.
So, let's face it, most people are scared of Walmart. Me, I don't have enough sense to be scared. I'm not
afraid of
Walmart.
You may regret that.
Ah, no, what can they do? I shouldn't ask that question.
That's in every movie.
Yeah.
That's what the guy
says.
What's
the worst?
Right before the music starts pounding, yeah. You know, you hear those bass and you see this car in the dark and right. The lights go on.
And he said,
what can they do?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Don't
never
ask questions
ask that
like
question.
That. Never
ask that
question. But let's give out the phone number right. So that people can.
Here, you have people on the air who are challenging Walmart. Me, because I don't have any better sense, and Mark, because unfortunately he's been. Because
I'm stuck in the room
with
you.
He's been haplessly dragged along into this,
202-588-9739 if you want to pledge to help keep WPFW on the air. We've got to move out of these wonderful studios, which we've been in for, what, 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. years? How long have you been at WPFW?
The Golden Studios? I've been here since 2006.
They say they're golden, but I see
these are kind of
green down from the walls. I have to check. I think I've been here since... I know it's been since the Bush years, so it could be 06, could be 07.
The streets are paved with gold.
I was found when I actually did a speech on why George Bush met the legal standard for impeachment. And mm-hmm. someone from WPFW saw me give that speech and said, you need a job.
He certainly met the legal standard for intoxication, no shortage of time.
WPFW, and I've been here ever since. And
he met a lot of legal standards, intoxication, impeachment.
Cocaine.
But at any rate, yeah. So at any rate, let me give you the number once again. And we're giving away. Look, let me tell you something. You've got to get. Let me tell you before this thing gets any worse. The DVD that we're offering for $150, Shadows of Liberty. This is great. It reveals the extraordinary truth behind the news media censorship cover-ups, corporate control, tracing the story of media manipulation. So it goes backwards through the years. Shadows of Liberty poses a crucial question.
I wonder where it
question.
Starts, because like even the Spanish-American War, there was a boiler accident on a ship called
right.
the Maine,
but, you know,
and they said, remember the Maine, and suddenly we were in war against Spain.
It seems like
that's more than 100 years ago.
Seems like every war seems to get started by something that didn't really happen. You ever notice?
Exactly. So I'd just be curious. I bet that's part of Shadows of Liberty.
But you're not going to hear this anywhere else but WPFW. And Shadows of Liberty, you need to find out what's really going on with the shiesty media that's not going on in WPFW. You want this DVD. You want to show it to your friends. Why? Shadows of Liberty poses a crucial question. Why have we let a handful of powerful corporations write the news? We are left in no doubt. Media reform is urgent and freedom of the press is fundamental. You got to get this. And once again, WPFW, we are on the other side of the fence there, 202-588-9739.
But again, you don't have to give $150. No. That will get you the DVD, but any gift of any sum is welcome. $35 makes you a member. Keep independent media on the air. There's very little of it left in this country.
And let me ask you this. If you're out there, If you are out there and you agree with me on Walmart, then I would ask you to call in and do and pledge $35.
If you support poor kids getting breakfast at school rather than starving,
right. Because you know we hear and it's something I always say. You know, it always goes back to Walmart, doesn't it? With me, Mark. But and you know that
you do. You're kind
people,
of a one note Johnson.
Yeah, kind of can be. but people, because you know why? Because the problem and one of the big problems in this country right now is inequality. It's inequality. All of the money goes to the wealthy, mm-hmm. and everybody else actually loses money. It literally works that way. Mm-hmm. What
that's that giant
more
sucking sound.
Appropriate symbol is there than Walmart when 6 people are worth $100 billion and they literally starve and leave their employees?
Well, there's also
that's the most perfect.
I don't
symbol
know. There's also the Koch brothers, where 2 people are worth about $100 billion.
$60 billion.
$60 billion. Okay.
They're paupers,
but that's just 2.
But they're paupers.
That's just 2.
They're paupers beside the Walmart family.
Well, but that's 2. The Walmart family's 6. So yeah. Proportionally, they have more money, and they're trying to buy up our media. That's one thing
right.
I presume it will be in this video is how the Koch brothers are trying to buy up some 8 media things, including the L.A. Times,
the Chicago Tribune. A whole bunch of stuff the Koch brothers have tried to imagine that. So you need to know what's going on. Let me give you the number again, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739.
And again, we're happy to read your name on the air.
39.
If you give a pledge, but if you don't want your name on the air, we'll respect that as well. 202-588-9739.
And if you feel like me about Walmart, show it by calling in and giving me a pledge. And might be standing outside in the parking lot watching, taking pictures, so I can put your picture up on all the progressive websites and say, see this guy,
Garland.
You don't think I should do
for
that
for an ex-cop?
No.
You kind of got a little stalker.
Probably
in you.
Not.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I won't put your picture up on a website. Mark and I will throw darts at it. No, okay. All right, Mark.
What more stories do we have? What more stories do we have?
Oh, we've got 10 minutes left. We got some other. The number is 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And let me add this. After Mark and I are finished our maniacal rant, Carol Tyson and Robin Holden have a great show.
Calm you down.
That's right. It's a great, good music. I think we're going to have Sinatra or something on there. You have Sinatra tonight? Yes, Sinatra. Yes.
There we go. We got the nod.
Let me tell you something. I love Carol Sinatra. Herself. Yeah.
Sit there next to Bill Witherspoon, who's working very, very hard.
Chicago is my kind of town. But at any rate, so they've got good stuff on there. I mean, just think about it. Sinatra. Where are you going to turn on the radio and listen to Sinatra? That is good stuff. That's really good stuff. So you want to listen to that after that. You want to listen to Carol and Robin, Robin's Place, and you can hear some Sinatra, and you can hear some lots and lots of good stuff. And then you will really be motivated to dial 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. What do we have here? Speaking of conspiracy theories.
You and your conspiracy theories.
Yeah, but look, I'm telling you, I'm going to have another show on it. My conspiracy theory people emailed me, and
oh
they,
my God.
You know, kind of frighteningly followed me around. I don't know. But at any rate, the seven weirdest conspiracy theories now taken seriously by the GOP. All right?
Well, I know I looked at that list, and Birther's no longer on it. I guess they got all the stuff out of our president's a Kenyan Muslim socialist. I guess that.
Well, oh, here's the government is stockpiling ammunition.
Oh, that one was hilarious. Us. So there's this. I saw this one. That I think it was on Fox. The government bought bullets. And now everyone's saying, oh, no, we're not going to have any bullets left because the government's buying bullets. It turns out the government's buying the same number of bullets that they've always bought. But now bullet prices are higher because crazy people are running out to buy more bullets. And my question is, what are they going to do with these bullets? Are they going to shoot a tank? Are they going to stop a nuclear bomb? Are they going to stop a drone? I want to see what – can you stop a drone by shooting at it? I mean, who are you out to – now, you can stop a baby. You can stop a six-year-old in Newtown, Connecticut with a bullet very well, unfortunately.
That's the problem. You can stop your neighbor or your son who's coming in the house at midnight when you don't realize who he is.
In the wrong home. Yeah. Exactly. But you're not going to stop the government. So I don't understand this. Oh, well, we got more.
Well, let me explain it to you, Mark.
All right. Go ahead.
Because it has nothing to do with stopping the government.
There you go.
We got
another pledge from John Daniel Gore, mm-hmm. who is new to the area.
Wow.
Welcome. Wait, where's our bell? Where's the bell? Here we are. New members. We get to ring the bell.
I think the Walmart people stole our bell, but we got it back.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gore. And he's going to be getting the Shadows of Liberty. So, yes.
And don't forget, we're on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And if you enjoy this show, we've got lots of good stuff. We've had some really good guests. We've had members of Congress on.
That's true. And we will continue to do that. Don Edwards has been on several times. John Conyers.
We had the owner. Listen to this.
Keith Ellison's been on.
We had the owner of Archie Comics here to talk about Archie Comics. That was pretty cool. We had Gene Banks, the former Duke and NBA All-Star, to tell us, to talk about what it was like to play on the court with Michael Jordan. He defended Larry Bird, defended Magic Johnson, told us what it was like to be in the NBA. He played with the Iceman, George Gervin. So we had...
Hey, speaking of Keith Ellison, one of the things that the grand conspiracy theories, one of them was...
he's the only Muslim.
He's Muslim, because he's the only Muslim member of Congress. So I guess Keith Ellison is leading, a cabal to... What does the conspiracy theory say about that?
Muslims. Oh, okay, this is a... corollary to the commie conspiracy. Uh-huh. You know who our dear friend Mark, who we've both been on the air with before, the infamous Islamophobe Pam Geller.
Oh my God. She is an Islamophobe.
She's a piece of work. But at any rate, she's the one who has espoused this one.
By the way, she hasn't been on our show, just to be very clear. We've been on Fox News. Invite her to come here on the show.
But she latched onto the fact that then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had a close aide with a Muslim-sounding name, Huma Abedin, has worked for Clinton more than a decade, is respected by all, know her. She was even defended by House Speaker John Boehner.
Anthony Weiner's wife.
That didn't stop a cabal of House members led by Tea Party Queen Michelle Bachmann to fire off a letter saying that she had ties to the Muslim brother. But Mark,
here's what I found.
She had a Muslimy name.
Here's what I found really funny. When the Boston bombers, when they were on the lookout for them, and when who was it? It was John King of CNN made the unspeakable, really horrible thing when he said they say they're looking for a dark skinned individual. Remember that?
Yeah, actually, Mark, I was hiding when they said that.
Yeah, well, and it turns out
I'm kind of light skinned, but relative to John King, he would consider me dark skinned.
The perpetrators are Caucasian, and you know how I know that?
Well,
because they're from the Caucasus.
Right,
they are literally white people.
Right,
they're actually
you can't get any literally more white person than Caucasian than that
because they are from the Caucasus, which is where Chechnya and Dagestan are. And but they said, aha, but they're Muslim. So that, there you go. So they're white people, but they're Muslim.
Right.
Now, have they been,
They're black people kind of by proxy because they're Muslim. Right. So you remember when they were, the Tea Party people were, in, New York City. And they were protesting against the so-called, Ground Zero Mosque. And they hassled.
Which, by the way, was not a mosque. Right. It was a community center. Right. That
alleged,
happened to
that's
contain
what I said, so-called.
A little prayer room.
And a basketball court.
And a basketball court.
Yeah, so
you don't want terrorists playing basketball.
You don't want.
Because you never know what they might bounce. That's the reason, right. Garland.
You don't want 14-year-old Muslim kids dribbling.
Dribbling.
Just a whole block away. They maybe work on their three, you know what I mean? They want to get their form right.
Dribbling is dangerous.
But at any rate. But at any rate, next thing you know, you'll have gay people in the NBA if you let that happen.
That's right.
Where's this going? We don't want this thing
to get
out of hand.
Let's be clear. There is not a single gay person under 7 foot tall who's come out in the NBA. So
yeah, there
I just want to be very, very clear about that.
Right. Yeah.
The only gay athletes in pro sports are over 7 feet tall.
That's right. Yeah, that's a fact. But now, the other thing about that I left, I don't know what I have to talk about something else because, I have ADD, so I don't remember the actual last thing that I was talking about, but I have to throw this in. There is an article where Michelle Bachmann, and when you hear that name, I always think of her husband, Marcus Bachmann, mm-hmm. who is, and I have to say this, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but he's probably one of the gayest people I've ever seen in my life.
He's extremely effeminate, but please don't attack gay people by,
Inferring.
Who knows? Although it's true that a lot of gay haters have been gay themselves.
He's definitely.
I think he would have taught ex-gay stuff or whatever.
He has a Pray Away the Gay. I think there's a Jerry Sandusky thing going on there. I'll just leave that alone. But that's just in my humble opinion with him. Because, he's in denial. Look, in my opinion. And let me just say this: if you're out there in radio land and you're anywhere near Google, Google Marcus Bachmann images and look at him. And here's a guy who's allegedly anti-gay.
I think a lot of are trying to harm. Well, they really hate themselves. I think the answer is if you hate others, you probably don't like yourself.
There's
very
a term
much.
Within psychology:
projection.
Deny, project. Attack.
There you go.
No, it couldn't be me. So there's something about yourself that you're uncomfortable with. You project it onto another person, and then you attack that other person.
Let me just want to end on a good note, though, because it's amazing. In just 2 weeks, we have Rhode Island, Delaware, and now Minnesota is going to be the 12th state to allow marriage equality. So the Bachmans are fighting the tide of history, and they are losing.
Now I understand why Michelle Bachmann's against gay marriage. She's in one.
She's in Minnesota. She's in one.
Oh boy! Woo! But
all
at any rate,
let's give out the pledge number one last time.
Why don't I do that?
Give people a last chance.
Lastly, Michelle Bachmann. Let me say this: she recently said that 9/11 and was it the Boston bombing attacks? I think it was 9/11 and the Boston bombing attacks. You can Google it. I'm pretty sure it was those two. Definitely 9/11 were judgments of guess who?
God.
The Old Testament God is angry again, and he's obviously. I guess he was flying one of the planes. That's what I'm thinking. Or remote control. But according to my conspiracy theorist,
can't see the
there
face
were
I'm
no
making
planes.
On the radio.
There were no planes.
Yeah, right. They were.
Yeah, but Michelle Bachmann. Why they always come out? Nutcases always come out, and they always blame God.
That's
if there's
true.
A hurricane, if there's a terrorist attack,
and I'm worrying about the nutcases.
If they've got psoriasis, whatever
Let's give out the phone.
Oh, sorry
last
about
time.
That. Okay, 202-588-9739.
We really would value your pledge. We don't. We try to have pledge drives as little as possible so we can give you more news views, but we have to do it to keep this station open. And let's face it, this station will not be in our place in Champlain Avenue a month from now.
Right.
So
we
really need your help now more than ever. If you've never given before, we could really use your help. Again, $150 gets you the DVD about corporate control of the media, but any amount is welcome.
And please call in and make sure you let them know that you're listening to News Views and you enjoy the show. And we're going to be a pledge drive. And after pledge drive, guess what we're going to do? We're going to open the phones back up. Mark and I will chat with you. We want to thank Bill Witherspoon. He's over there behind the glass. He's sliding the slides, and he's normally answering the phones.
And always
no
has
phones.
A big smile. And you ever notice that about Bill? Yeah. He's a happy guy. It's nice to work with a happy guy.
We're running our mouth, and he's doing the complicated technical stuff that we have no understanding of whatsoever. So thank you, Bill Witherspoon. My name's Garland Nixon, and I'm here with
Mark Levine.
And if you want to get in touch with...
Follow me on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk. I'm just getting in the new tweet stuff. So you can follow me on Facebook as well, MarkLevine. Let me know you're around. My website's MarkLevineTalk.com.
And I'm at Garland Nixon on Twitter, or you can Facebook me. Or guess what? I've got a new email address. It's newpolicyandpolitics@gmail.com.
Nude policy? Why would you have nude policy?
New policy. But that's an idea now to think about it. I mean, I have to consider that. newpolicyandpolitics@gmail.com. We will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the just completed Public Affairs or News program. As a listener-sponsored community radio station, WPFW appreciates your feedback, whether favorable or otherwise. To provide your feedback, even if it is regarding one of our many music programs, simply email us at info@WPFW.org. That's info@WPFW.org. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Jerry Motti, office manager for WPFW. And you are tuned to member-supported WPFW.